Blog Talk Radio.
Found out that everything he can do, amen, in Christ Jesus, amen, he found that he can do all things in Christ that strengthen him, amen. So don't give up. Just don't give up. Just don't give up in Jesus Christ. Try him again. Try Christ again. Amen. We're discussing, amen, this is the Lord's Day that many believers observe this day and accept this day because of the fact Christ rose from the dead. God brought him from the dead this day. So we observe this day as a worship day. Amen. To our assembly, amen. Many times, in many cases, you're not able to assemble like it is now. We're not able to assemble, but we observe, amen, the first day of the week, Sunday, you know, the Son's Day. Amen. God Son rose this day. God brought him back from the dead. Amen. And we thank God, amen, that he loved the world. John 3:16 say he loved the world. Amen. He loved the world and he cared for us and he haven't given up on us. Amen. He have not given up on us. He loved us. Amen. He's not going to give up on you. Amen. He knows about all these tragedies and diseases. It's good to know, amen, we have a solution, and Jesus Christ is the solution. He made everything in the beginning. He's the Word. The Word made everything, and the Word will always know everything. Amen. Looking in the book of Revelation, amen, we're going to look at that today here. Today we're talking about confessions and actions, confessions and actions. Amen. There are so many voices out there today. There's so many different spirits there today. There's so many claiming that they are, amen, the Son of God. Many of them claiming that they are God. Amen. So in these last days, we are in the days of pestilence. Amen. The Hebrews, amen. The book of King James and Amplified Bibles and many more describe the days of pestilence, diseases. Amen. We are in that era. We're in this dispensation, amen, dealing with all type disease, amen. Now, will God let us be unprepared? Will God let us be unprepared, amen? Will God let us be unprepared for all of these situations, amen? He took us into this world. Those that accept in Christ as the Lord and Savior, he didn't take us out the world. Amen. Jesus said, amen, in St. John 17, he said, Father, I pray that you don't take him out of the world. So if Jesus is going to let us stay in this world, amen, he must be have, amen, some provisions to protect ourselves. Must be have, amen, his church and his family, amen. He's not going to let them be defeated. He's not going to let us be defeated. Amen. Look, we're going to read a little bit here. Amen. Out of the book of Revelation, amen, the 21st chapter, amen, we're going to read down to a portion, amen, of the Revelation 21st chapter, amen. I'll be reading out of the King James. Some of you might have the American Standards. You have proven out whatever Bible that you're reading out of, amen, that is as researched as close as you can, amen, because you're going to live, you're living off of those translations. The scriptures, you came in the scriptures. Jesus came in the scriptures, amen, that was quoted about him, amen. He came in the scriptures. He came in the book, amen, of things that is quoted about him. Revelation 21, he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they will be, amen, they're his people. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Now, that's power. That's power. That's deliverance. Amen. God going to remove all of these. Amen. All of these emotions and feelings and diseases. Amen. From mankind. And he that sat upon the throne says, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are faithful and true. Amen. God doesn't lie. He doesn't lie about anything. Amen. It is faithful and true. Amen. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that will thirst of the fountain of waters of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be his son. Be my son. But the fearful, unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake with burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, all liars, why God stress, amen, about lying? Why would he stress about lying? Amen. Some feel that, amen, lying is a part of the human race. Amen. They feel that lying, amen, it will prosper a little. You can prosper a little. Amen. But God doesn't lie. God doesn't lie. If God's a liar, amen, we all, our salvation, amen, is a no. Amen. Our salvation does not affect. Amen. But God does not lie. He does not lie. Amen. We have to be aware of the day and time. Amen. We are under grace. Grace and truth. Amen. Truth brings development. It brings peace. Amen. It also brings salvation. Amen. When you come to Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior, amen, one of the first things you have to do is confess. Confess on what you believe. Confess on what you was told. Confess on what information you was given. Amen. The first part of the information that you receive about Christ, amen, is a legal situation because you're going on what you heard. You're going on the information that you heard. Amen. There are so many voices, so many things being told today. Amen. So you have to depend on the quality, amen, and the character, amen, of the ones who's telling you the truth. Amen. You depend on information that you're receiving. Amen. That is not bias. There's no jealousy or strife or pride in it. Amen. So when you come to Christ, you've been told that Jesus loved the world, John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, amen, that whosoever believeth in him, and that's where your first step, accepting Christ, amen, and believing, because all things are possible if you believe. You know, if you believe you can swim and you don't give up, you know there's a motive behind swimming, amen, that you can protect yourself and save others, amen. So once you go out and you learn properly, amen, get proper instructions, or if you try to a certain extent, amen, learn your way, it's a possibility you might drown, all depending on, amen, the things you look and see. Many times people go on what they see and they hear, and they have so much pride and they don't want to be taught properly. Amen. But I can understand, and you can understand, if it's something that doesn't pertain to life. But we have thrown life situations and life prosperity into the area of none in effect, or thrown it in just normality. Amen. Oh, if I don't do it, it's all right. If I don't get saved, I'm not going to be lost. Amen. If God says that he have a heaven and a hell, he knows that some will not accept him as their Lord and Savior. Amen. So once you get the first step properly grounded, amen, you can go to confession, and confession can take you on to actions. Amen. Confession about Christ, about his love, about he cares, that he forgive you from all your sins. Amen. That he will deliver you the whole man. Not just a part of life. He want to deliver you from all situations here on this earth and the hereafter. On this earth and the hereafter. Amen. So first, we have to get Christ in our heart. We have to believe, amen, that he is the Messiah, that he is the true and living God, his son. Amen. You accept him through knowledge. You accept him, amen. Number one, you know there has to be something else, and you heard about Jesus Christ, the Son of God, so you want to try him. You want to try him. You get all information. Do all the research you possibly can. Amen. Then you find those that you know, amen, that are living a victorious life here on earth. Here on earth. Amen. So after you find those people, amen, that live this victorious life, that you know it has to be of God and his son, Jesus Christ, amen, and you get all information about that, and you find out that all he wants is a true confession. He wants you to confess with your heart and your mind, much as you possibly know at this time, amen, to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And the next step, he said, now, if you really prove that, you really accept that, be baptized in water. Amen. You be submerged under water. Amen. When you come up, then you feel, that's when God step in. Amen. That's when God step in and cleanse your conscience and your mind. And he does some unknown, amen, charisma in your life. You say, well, it's got to be God because I feel such a change in my life. Amen. It's unspeakable. Amen. Then as time goes on, amen, you continue studying. You continue following fellowship, studying, and praying to build a closeness, to build that closeness with him, build that closeness with him, and learn how to pray, amen, and confess your fault to him, amen, because he is our high priest. He is our Messiah. He is the one, amen, that deliver us. So once you get that born-again effect inside, you get that born-again effect, amen, and this is where the action come in. The action is the part, amen, that you constantly, amen, consider that Jesus is Lord, and you start trying him, amen. Matthew 7:7, when you seek him for information, you pray. How to seek God? Through prayer and his word. Prayer and his word. Amen. Praying and talking to him. Because there are forces now that you become aware of. Amen. Powers that you become aware of that are dealing with your body. Amen. God, Jesus' son, God's son, St. John 14, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. Now, why would God go and prepare a place for us? Amen. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and when I come back, amen, I'm going to receive you. But right now, you stay here on this earth, and I want you to be able to represent me, amen, while you are here. Amen. I want you to represent me while you're here. So while you're here, you still live in this body. You still live in the body. It's attuned to feelings, it's attuned to emotions, and environmental changes, amen, and so much chaos going on and situations are happening. And you're living in a body that has old information. Amen. You're living in a body that has old information. But the inside man is saved. Just like you're riding in a brand new car, I mean, you riding in a car, but the car is old. Might be 10 years old, 15 years old, 20 years old, but you still is a new person. Amen. You're losing weight. Amen. Or you're gaining weight. Amen. You're getting richer, or maybe you're getting poor. But the car doesn't change. The car, whatever car you have, is right there. Amen. Whatever model it is there. And over the time, maybe you change the model. The model doesn't change. Amen. But your body will change. Your body will change. It will get older. It doesn't get any younger. It will get older. Amen. And you might gain weight. Amen. You might get smarter. You might get richer. Amen. You might get poor. You might be sick sometime. Amen. You might be sorry sometime. You might be happy sometime. Amen. But that's a part of life. Amen. But the inner man is you. The inside person in you has been born again. Now, here's the problem Paul said he found in Romans 7. Paul said he found out that his body been fighting against his spirit. Paul said he found that out. He found that out. Paul said he found that it wasn't him. He didn't realize his best friend, his body, was fighting against him. Amen. You think about it sometimes and say, well, I know it's not my body, but I give it whatever it wants. It want more ice cream. I give it more cake. Amen. I give it more meats. I give it more soda water. I give it the best thing. I give it the best food to put on. Amen. I give it the best food to eat. And why my body is still fighting on me? Why it's still fighting on me? Then you realize, wait a minute now, I didn't know my body will fight against me. You didn't know your body will fight against you because now you have a born-again effect. You've been born again. That's the inner man. But the outside man, amen, you are going through some turmoil sometime because there are forces. There's forces. Ephesians said, Paul said, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. How many of y'all look at wrestling? If you do, after this program, go look, find some wrestling program, and you see what's happening. Amen. One grab the other one by the neck, hit him on the head, and amen. Then you got somebody run out of the audience and jump in the ring, and you got a referee to knock the referee out. You know, all this thing going on, and say, what kind of event is this? That's too much violence. Amen. There's nothing being played fair, and it's true. It's true. When the devil find out that you've been changed on the inside, amen, it's going to be a rational effect until he find out that you know that you are wrestling with him. James said, if you resist the devil, he'll flee. You jump out the ring and get out the stadium. Once you find out that you be waiting for him to try some tricky information, amen, you should be waiting for him to try to wrestle with you, and you ready. You ready for him. The devil don't want you to know that you are ready for his tricks. Well, he'll flee. He just won't walk out your life. He'll run out your life. He might try to come around again, but anyway. But listen now, we're wrestling, amen. The second part of our salvation, we're here on earth, and we're wrestling. We're dealing with old information in our minds that we have once we accepted Christ, and God, by God's mercy, he knew that you wasn't lying when you said, Lord, I accept you. And Lord, I need you. And come into my life. And you was baptized in water. Amen. If you was taught right, you should ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come into my life. Come into my life. I accept you. Amen. I accept the power that God said he's going to give unto me. God said he's going to give you the power. He's going to give you power. Amen. So there's a misconception of this half information. Amen. Because the world is full of half information. Because the devil started that in the Garden of Eden. He started half information. He twisted a couple of words around. He told Adam and Eve, the day that you eat of this tree, amen, you won't die. He did not say, amen, that God will kill you. He said, God, you know, God loves you so much. Other words, I'm paraphrasing, amen, that God will not kill you. You're the only two in the world, amen. But you're going to be just like him. You're going to be just like him, amen. So the enemy was working, the devil was working for you to disobey God. That's one of the biggest sins that got us, all in different levels of sin. Amen. Disobedience stopped power. Disobedience stopped deliverance. Amen. You love God with all your heart. Amen. But old information said, well, you don't have to do this. You don't have to surrender this. You don't have to surrender that. Amen. Don't you know you have to surrender some things in your life because it's stuck in your subconscious? Amen. I always testify sometime that I came through and the Lord spoke when I first got saved. Amen. I had saved up all type of albums and tapes we shared over the years from all different men, different in the service, and I brought them home. Amen. After I got saved, I just put them in my closet. I put them out there under the stereo. And the Lord spoke to me one day after fasting and praying. Amen. Decided, you know, trying to get close to God. Amen. Stop. I didn't eat no breakfast that morning. Amen. Whatever. Then decided to say, well, I'm going to not eat today. I'm going to pray a little bit. Amen. And rest and get my mind off the world. Amen. Listen to the Lord. He spoke. He said, listen, get rid of all those tapes and records. I said, well, Lord, I'm not playing them. I'm not playing them. When you look under there, amen. In other words, you see all your past and all your connection. So I had to take them out, amen, and put them out for the trash man. And I watched the trash man, and I was standing out there watching him, trying to intimidate him not to pick up all those tapes and those records and outstanding jazz musicians and all this kind of priceless information. And they picked them up and put them in the truck and laughed and drove off. Amen. But God knows what's in your heart. You can't have things in your heart, amen, that blocks him. Because he loves you with all your heart. You're going to love him with all your heart, mind, and soul. So he will put back things that give you a new future. Everything become new, Paul said. Old things are passed away. So delivering this old man, we here on this earth, amen. And God said through his son, and it's been recorded, Jesus came preaching, and it was recorded by Mark 16. Mark said that these are the signs of those that believe. And we're in this area of pestilence. We're in this area of plagues and diseases and heartbreaks. Amen. So God, though we are dealing with, amen, principalities and powers, amen, in high places. Amen. We're dealing with powers of darkness and princes of darkness, amen, in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world. So this there's a, amen, there's an enemy that stands between you and God. Amen. Between you and Jesus Christ and God, there's an enemy standing there trying to, he always attacks the body. So when God said, these are signs of those that believe, they lay hands on the sick, amen, they can cast out devils, amen, they're drinking a deadly thing. He's not saying that you go out and get a bottle of poison from the refrigerator, go buy some poison and drink it. No, you're not telling, not doing that. Amen. But it helps you. Amen. You shall receive power, Acts chapter 2. So you shall receive power. What kind of power? Power that you can stand. Paul said, you do all the stand, and you can stand and put your feet on the devil's head because you got power. So why God would help you and you don't have no power? Because you know you rising up against all these powers, and they're saying that, oh, it's your fault, your fault. It's not your fault. Amen. We're wrestling. Amen. You're saying, no, I don't have to do this. And they'll say, yes, you do. And they grab you and say, well, put a guilt trip on your mind. Oh, yeah, you did it last week. You did this. Last week. You say, you can say, devil, get behind me in the name of Jesus. Amen. Once you realize that we're wrestling against principalities and powers, there are many people today, amen, they have gone through changes. Amen. They're going through economic conditions. They're going through sickness and trials they've never been through. They never. Some people never been without money, never been without good credit, never been without family. Amen. But now they're finding themselves, amen, in a situation, amen, this is a new area for them. And God began to tell us earlier in life, in our Christian walk, he said, come out from among them. And you can see now with this climate change we're going through, economic conditions that we're going through, amen, with this pandemic, amen, amen. This is nothing new under the sun. This is nothing new, amen. And what is happening, amen, some saying, well, we don't have to obey the man. I don't obey man. Man is wrong. Amen. Daniel was told, the king said, if you're going to pray every day, I want you to pray to me. Daniel said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to continue to pray to my God. So what they did, Daniel continued to pray, amen, and what happened? They threw Daniel in the lion's den. And when he got in the lion's den, God delivered Daniel. Amen. So what? We can stand and say, no, the law telling me I don't have to do this, but that's against my religion. The law want to say that, amen, you are worshiping, amen, I want you to stop worshiping that God, then we don't obey that kind of law because we don't want to go against our faith. The law said, I want you to bow down to this idol, amen. They said, wait a minute, I don't believe in bowing down to my idol. Law, I can't do that law. Amen, amen. The lady, amen, in the time of Moses, the child Moses, the midwives, amen, they was going to kill all the firstborn, but they knew that was wrong. So they went against Pharaoh, amen, but God blessed them. God stepped in. Anytime man would try to put a law against your God and against your right as your faith, and you say, no, I'm going to stand for God, God will bless you. But what happened here, Daniel didn't do no protest, no fighting. Amen. No, the midwives didn't do no protest, no fighting. God blessed them. God blessed them. Peter, amen, an apostle, were thrown in jail for preaching the name of Jesus. They were thrown in jail. They accepted the punishment. Daniel accepted the punishment. Amen. Amen. You when you know that God is going to stand for you, you need to learn that. If God is standing for you and trying to help you, amen, and if they want you to go against God, that's a difference. They want you to go against your faith and your religion, amen. You stand for your religion, then you will accept, amen, because you feel the comfort of the Holy Spirit. You will accept whatever punishment they said. But you won't protest and shoot and fight, amen. That's not God. But you accept the punishment, amen, and you go, so, well, I go to jail, amen. Daniel said, well, I know my God will deliver me. I know I'm going to go down the lion's den, and made Daniel, amen, greater than he was before. And the king wanted to say, what kind of God is this? Amen. Amen. The apostles went into jail, and the Lord sent an angel and took Peter them out of jail. You see? So when we stand for righteousness, and you know mankind today, God uses mankind, amen, to heal mankind. Amen. Everybody out there, every doc crazy, every doctor is believing some form of healing. God has ways to heal people today. Amen. All the scientific knowledge, God has given it unto man to help his people. The devil gave all kind of things unto this world, amen, to destroy people. Fallen angels. You know, you got some in the communities here. Oh, child, that's a devil baby. That's a devil baby. Amen. Somebody said, well, you know, she's a child of God. Because they see that the attributes, amen, they see the manifestation, amen. God has people that knows ways, amen, how to heal people. Amen. The Bible was speaking about the leaves of the trees for the healing of the nation. Amen. Bow all the way through the Bible. Amen. You see how God healed, how Jesus healed. Amen. The Lord know what's in this world. When he created this world, amen, it was good and was well good. God knows what's going on in this world. The answer is already here. And he put it into the church hand. He put it into the church hand. The church know there's powers that's working against humanity, trying to destroy the world. Amen. These things that are coming up, and not just city population. Amen. This is a pandemic. This is coming all over the world. Pestilence all over the world. Earthquakes everywhere. Amen. Amen. Floods everywhere. Amen. It's not just one area. Amen. That's why Jesus said, amen, I'm coming back. I'm going to deliver my people. And you're going to have the same body. Amen. That John, the Apostle John and Judas. Amen. Not Judas, but John, Thomas, when they were sitting around eating boiled fish and honeycomb, and Jesus came through the wall. Amen. He had the transformed body. Amen. We're going to have the same arms, same legs. Amen. But we're going to have a different body. When Jesus come back, amen, all the saints are going to rule and reign the world. Amen. So he's coming back at his people. But he's given us here now, amen, he's given us the power. He's given us the power, amen. So the prayer life now says, Lord, give me the power. Give me the power, Jesus, that you promised. Amen. You continue to give me the power. And he can reveal to his church people through the Holy Spirit. He can reveal to you, amen, what to do in times like this. Amen. And how to do. Amen. You can consider the ants, Proverbs 6. Amen. Networking together. They small, but the Bible says they're smart people. He called them a people. Say they're very smart. Amen. During the time of harvest, amen, in summer, they gather. Amen. This is about the 10th, 12th year, amen, from the last problem we had with the economy. Amen. Look like it's coming in cycles. Amen. So we better be prepared when we come out of this. Amen. Learn from this. Moses, the 90th chapter, say, Lord, help us to number our days that we can apply our heart on wisdom. Amen. Learn from what you're going through. Amen. And knowing that God is going to take us through the mountain. Amen. God can take us through the mountain as we go over. Amen. God is here. But Paul said he learned. Paul said he learned. Are we learning? Are we learning that we can confess and believe? But learn now you're here in this earth. In your environment, amen, your associations, amen, and whatever schedules and agendas you have, maybe have been fighting against you. Daniel speaks of, amen, in the last days, God's people, amen, the enemy going to be changing laws and times, amen, to wear out God's people, amen, making you so busy that's weigh you out, amen. Because he know he can't just walk in. Can't just walk in on a Christian. You just can't walk in. That's what it is in the Garden of Eden. Look how close with Adam and Eve, the fellowship they had. Adam and Eve, amen. Every afternoon they had church. You might call it church. But every afternoon it was a fellowship. Amen. It was a personal relationship. The Lord came down and he talked with Adam and Eve. Amen. Talked with Adam, brother. Amen. And Adam. Amen. And the enemy knew he just can't walk up. He had to disguise himself. Amen. Because these fallen spirits, they want somebody body. They want somebody. Amen. Peter said they're walking about looking to whom they can devour. They want somebody with a weak mind. Amen. That have lost their determination and lost their will. Amen. Because they want a body. They want to live somewhere. They need a house to live in. They need a body. They don't have a body. They was kicked out of heaven. They're spirit. But they love to get in somebody's body. That's why Paul told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Amen, amen. Acts chapter 2 talking about power. God want to give you power because powers are fighting against us. Power is fighting against you. But you can confess. Your activity now as a child of God is learn how to be active in the power that you have or the power that you have not used. Nobody. Amen. At this time, amen. If you know you got money up under the couch, amen, and under some of grandma's mattress, or granddaddy's shoes, or wherever you think they done hid some money, amen. You will not sit back and wait and say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm scared. I don't want to spend that $5, $100, or $10,000. Say, no, man, get your mind together. Go get that money. Amen. Go get the power that God has given you. Amen. Activate yourself. Practice on things that God has given you. Practice on what God has given you. Practice on what, amen, because it takes practice. You've took how many classes you took, amen, to be a driver? Or what did you was bootlegging it? Amen. Think you learn on yourself. Amen. How many classes you went to, amen, get your degree? How many times you've been tutored to increase your knowledge and your talent? Amen. It takes practice. Practice. The more you do it, amen, the better you get. Because of what? You got to program this old coconut up here. You got to reprogram it. Amen. Programming and programming. Practice recalls programming. Amen. The more you program, the more you do your mind, the body, after a while, that old body come into action, exercise. Well, I'm going to lose weight, and I got to stop eating this, I got to stop eating that. And you start programming your mind because the body goes, hey, man, did you walking by that food like that? You walk. Wait a minute. You say, hold on. Holy Spirit said, wait a minute. Amen. We talking about we don't need this right now because you know what's going to happen afterward. Amen. So, action. Confess it so that it get down in your heart and mind. Amen. Because it get down in your spirit. You start talking it, looking at it, reading it, putting on tapes, putting on Bible messages, being around the right people. Amen. Build your surroundings with positive-minded people. Amen. Talk with them. Say, yes, I made a mistake. Yes and no. Amen. I used to say, well, don't be around people that say no and negative. Yes, you can, because sometimes you can make a mistake. Amen. They act like they never made a mistake. You can make a mistake, and you can lose something. Amen. But you know how to get it back. Bible says a righteous man can fall down 7 times, but he can come again. Why? Because we live in this world, contaminated world, full of contamination and all kind of fallen spirits. Once they find out that you are the number one person, that you are a child of God, and you know you're a child of God, and you start exhibiting your power, amen, in Christ, you can do all things. Amen. John the Baptist said, I must decrease in order that for what? He can increase. And God will give you more than joy. Amen. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And God will give you peace. Amen. He give you joy. Amen. He give you a future. Amen. So confessions is always possible. Amen. You study out the model prayer. Amen. Jesus said, lead us not into temptation. Why? Because we live in this world and the devil used temptation. He used to give us of our trespasses. If we trespass against us, because why? Amen. Ecclesiastes talk about, and the Whitakers talk about, we can do things, amen, unaware. There's sin of omission and sin of commission. Amen. Why? We still live here. You still live in this old body, amen, and you're still dealing with this world. Amen. So with the power of God, you need the power of God. Anything, ask God, Lord, give me the power. Give me the power. Amen. The Holy Ghost power. The one that do more than shouting. Amen. The one that knows all, sees all. Amen. That's the, we don't want this new Holy Ghost. We want the one, amen, that is a part of the Trinity. Amen. We want the one that's a part of the Trinity. Amen. So I'm thanking you all for joining us here. Amen. We're thanking you for, amen, being a part of the audience. And we thank God for your prayers. And this is a new era for Jesus Christ International Ministry. We are on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday nights. Amen. You can go to blogtalkradio.com and we'll program there. Amen. But go to the website, jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. To join us there. Amen. Sometimes God pushes you into things or you fall into things. Amen. And you everything works together. Romans 8 says everything works together with those that love the Lord. And you find out, amen, that you love God. And God, you find out that, oh, this is the way God wants me to go for right now. So God's people, amen. There's nothing new under the sun. The saints had to be together from time to time in small groups. Amen. Until we're able to assemble ourselves. Amen. Sometimes you can't, until we're able to assemble ourselves for communion. Amen. That's why the Bible said, often as you do it, amen, do it in remembrance of Christ. We choose Sundays, amen, because it's the resurrection day. Jesus rose the first day of the week. It's resurrection time. We observe it. All Christians, we observe it. Amen. Jesus is our resurrection. He is a resurrection. Amen. So when we do observe communion time or the Lord's Supper time, we observe the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But every time we come together and worship as Christians, we believe that, amen, he rose of that day. That's why we exercise that day. Amen. This day. Amen. We want you to be encouraged. Be encouraged. Ask God, amen, for that power, that resurrection power, the Holy Spirit power. Amen. Because you need power. You need the ability. The enemy has principalities and powers in high places. Amen. The world is seeking all kind of power, witchcraft working in, all kind of authority. That's what it is, authority. Ask God, and God promised you, and it's yours, but it doesn't cost you anything. Others are paying for their life to try to get some kind of power. Amen. In Simon the Sorcerer, in the book of Acts, 8th chapter, amen, he saw Philip doing all these miracles and things, and he wanted the power. Saints can lay hands on the sick. Amen. But God has given us the power. God has given us the power. We pray, Father, right now, to look upon those that are here in this audience right now, that, Lord, you've given the power. Amen. Lord, you send the healing of the mind. Oh, God, renew the mind. Begin to renew the mind. Oh, God, and bless them in the mind. Oh, God, restore the mind. And they restore the mind and understand that this body, amen, will not go back with us. You can quicken and deliver this body. Oh, God, we know you're able to do everything but fail. Lord, bless them and deliver this body. We agree in heaven, called in Matthew 18, chapter 18, verse. Amen. You bind it in heaven and loose it here on earth. Loose life, strength, prosperity. Oh, God, till the next time, glad to have you. Pray for us all. We're going through it. God can take us over. Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Celebrate. Thank you.